Hello, welcome to the Boys Adventure Podcast, fantasy stories for children, made up and told at bedtime. Thanks for downloading. Let's begin.
Well, now we're going to start the fourth part of this story. And tonight we have a special guest in the room.
Mama.
That's right. So things stay pretty normal the next day. They kind of fix up the castle, try to strengthen the defenses, and they watch. They watch to see if the raiders come back. Now, just around dark, the boy is sent downstairs to have some dinner. Mm-hmm. When a huge cry comes up from upstairs and the raiders are attacking again. This time, because it was kind of dark, they didn't get spotted till they were pretty close. So the boy gets his stuff and rushes upstairs, and all the other knights and squires who are not currently on watch do the same thing. So everybody gets ready. The archers get into their positions, and they wait. And when the raiders come close enough, the archers start firing their arrows and crossbows. Now, once again, the raiders have shields and things, so most of them are pretty well protected.
But sometimes the arrow might pierce right through a shield. Or the whole thing in that, I have a hole right through the shield.
Possibly, yeah. Mm-hmm. Most of their shields, though, are well enough made that doesn't happen, so the arrows just stick in them. It slows down the raiders' advance.
They have to kind of put their shields up to block the arrows. But we'll have a whole bunch of arrows come at on one darn person, and a whole bunch of arrows keep coming at all the raiders, and they have to protect themselves and the dire raider.
Well, the raiders kind of group together.
Yeah.
And they all hold their shields up at once to make a big, kind of almost like a movable wall. So they're all sort of protecting each other. Mm-hmm. So there's almost no place where where an arrow could get through. Except maybe they're just the bottoms of their feet. And be below the shields. So it's pretty tough. So they're moving up close. And remember, there's no moat.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a ditch. So they actually get all the way down to the ditch. And then the thing is, they do have to kind of put their... It's a little harder for them to climb up the other side with their shields open. So they actually get down into the ditch around the castle. And that's not good at all. So they sort of then hold their shields above their heads as they start climbing up the other side of the ditch. Well,
because they have to use one arm.
They have to use one arm to climb, yeah, that's right. But still, they've got 2 feet mm-hmm. and one arm to climb, so they're doing pretty well.
They have 3 things that are climbing.
So they come up with an interesting plan. You know, they have a bunch of bricks and stuff left over from when they were fixing the walls. And there are also some broken bricks and blocks left over from the broken walls. So those are all up on the ramparts. And what they do, each archer has a person next to him or her with a big stack of broken bricks. So what they do is the person with the broken brick throws a broken brick down into the ditch. And if they hit somebody with a shield, the shield kind of tips out of the way. And just at that moment when the shield tips out of the way, the archer lets go with their bow, with their arrow. And sometimes they're able to shoot somebody climbing up. That's right. Now, in the midst of all this, the boy and some of the knights are sent back out, and what they do is they don't have their horses this time. They don't even wear their metal armor. They're just wearing leather armor, which is quieter, and they sneak through the ditch because it's dark, right?
Yeah.
They sneak through the ditch on their stomachs. And they have their swords and everything kind of wrapped in cloth, so they're really quiet. And they sneak along through the ditch. And then they all stand up. And they wait. And then what they do is one of them has... like a ball, and that person takes the ball when they're ready and throws the ball up onto the castle. Now, the archers are watching for that ball. So one of the archers catches the ball and then whispers along the wall that they're ready.
Who's running? The knights?
Yeah, that's how they know the knights are ready in the ditch, because the archers have to stop shooting the arrows so they don't shoot the knights by mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is then all the archers whisper, 1, 2, 3, and they go, rah! And they make a big yell, which makes all the raiders look up and wonder what they're yelling about. But they looked in the wrong place.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have looked up. They should have looked to their sides to see the boy and all the knights running at him with their swords out. So they come and they surprise him, and they're able to get a whole bunch of them just by surprise like that.
They know that must have been a trick.
Well, they figured it out pretty quickly once they got attacked. So there's a big battle, and the boy, he's not on a horse this time, right? So he just hits darting between them and getting people with a sword and then running around the other side. The problem is, you know, he's got that flaming sword, so it kind of makes him a bit of a target.
What's target mean?
Target means that he's easy to see because he has that flaming sword. So they, a bunch of the enemies try to attack him. They kind of surround him all at once and try to get him.
Yeah.
And the boy's fighting really fast, and he's running around. He could fight somebody in front of him and turn around and fight somebody behind him, and then on this one side and this other side. But there's just too many of them. So finally, you know what he does?
What?
He stops for a second, and he crouches down, and they all think they've got him now, like he's too tired to fight.
Yeah.
So he crouches down, and they pause for just a second. And then the boy jumps up right over their heads out onto the ditch. And some of them try to follow him up there, which is not a good idea, because then the other knights come around behind them and get them. After a while, though, more and more raiders keep rushing in
mm-hmm.
and jumping into the ditch, so the knights realize that they better go back inside. So they have their secret message amongst themselves to retreat, and they all run off back through the ditch, and they get in a side door.
Why?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because now there are too many raiders. So it's just like the first fight, when they fought for a little while, and then they realized that they were about to be outnumbered. So they go back in the castle and, you know, bar the door so the raiders can't get back in that way. And the boy gets back in, too. Now, more and more raiders keep coming up, and they just kind of keep piling themselves up around the side of the castle. And they've kind of built some stuff that can keep them from throwing more bricks down on them.
Like what?
Just like little wooden shelters. And it seems like they're waiting for something. They're waiting and they're waiting and they're waiting. Can't imagine what that would be.
The boy thinks they might be waiting for the walls to be knocked down again.
You think they're waiting for the walls to be knocked down?
Yeah, but they'll be wearing red.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Could be.
Could be. That's funny. You know, all the little people who wear red got captured, though, huh?
All of them?
Yeah, remember?
Yeah.
Two nights in a row?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, the little people in green have them all. They might be waiting a long time if they have to keep waiting for the people in red who are captured. They're not going to be knocking any walls down soon.
No.
Well, they're all there waiting. And then they hear the flutter of many wings, flapping wings. And the boy knows what it is, but nobody else does. The boy thinks it's the crows. And he looks and says, no, those birds are too big to be crows. It's too dark for him to see, but he thinks, oh, those have got to be those red and white striped birds. The red and white striped birds must be here to lay more of those red and white striped eggs.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, it's right.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. All right, so the boy thinks, okay, what am I going to do? Now, here's the problem here, in case you don't know. The problem is that the boy is the only human who's supposed to know about the little people who wear green or the little people who wear red.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't tell any of the other people.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got to figure out how to stop those birds from coming in. Well, he thinks a bit, and he's wondering, I hope those crows get here soon. And so what he does is he just yells up, he goes, caw, 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 makes this big cawing noise.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden he hears from far away, and he hears a lot. It sounds like there are hundreds of crows flying in from far away. So he caws back even louder, and they start calling back, and it now sounds like there are thousands of crows. The birds who with the red and white stripes,
mm-hmm.
they're all flying it too. And when the crows get there, there's a big battle up above the castle that none of the humans even know about. The boy can kind of see it every once in a while.
Can we see it?
Well, it's so dark, though, he can't really tell. But it looks like every once in a while, he'll see one of those red and white striped birds fall down. So he knows the crows must be pecking at him or scratching him or something. What's really going on up above the castle, though, is that there are many more crows than there are red and white striped birds. So usually two or three crows attack each one of those birds,
mm-hmm.
and they manage to either drive them away or chase them off, or sometimes they make it so they can't fly and they have to go land like in the woods somewhere. After a while, the crows all start cawing again. Caw, 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 but they're all really close, and it sounds like a happy caw. It sounds like they're all excited again, and then the boy sees that the crows swoop down and they land all along the battlements and on the towers and all over the castle. Now there are crows all over the place. And the guards want to knock the crows off and chase them away.
Mm.
Now the boy can't tell people what really is happening, but he says to the person next to him, it's a sign we're going to win the battle, we better leave them there. And that person says it to the person next to him, and then she says it to the person next to her, and quickly this idea spreads all around the castle that really the crows are good and that they should leave them there. Like, it's like the crows are good luck. So what about the raiders?
Mm-hmm.
They're all down below waiting. Well, that's what we're going to find out tomorrow. Next time we tell the story, we'll find out what happens with the raiders. They still have to get rid of them, don't they?
Why?
Why do they have to get rid of them?
Yeah.
Well, they don't want them sitting down right out in front of the castle, do they?
Why?
Well, one reason is that any time somebody tries to enter the castle or leave the castle, the raiders will get them.
Do what?
Take their stuff or whatever, who knows?
Take them away?
Maybe. Well, it's like if you were a farmer and you lived near that castle, you know how you have to take your grain to the castle to have it milled?
Yeah.
Well, if you bring your whole cart full of bags of grain to be milled up to the castle and there's people there waiting to steal it, what do you think would happen?
What?
What do you think? I'll vote you on that, okay. Thanks. What do you think would happen? The robbers would maybe take your grain? Yeah. Not so good. And then the people in the castle eventually would not have, you know, they'd run out of grain to eat. So you gotta get rid of them. So we'll find out what's more. Next time in the store.
Seems like they're always but then you always have the crows win.
I always have the crows win?
Yeah. And you know that the boys are the crows or someone on the boys team win.
Can I have a good night kiss or something? No? You give Mom a good night kiss?
Because I'm not gonna get there.
No.
Alright.
When?
I'll give you a good night kiss.
Watch out for two.
Yeah. And the mic almost kicked it. Let me shut this off.
Is this a short voice more than usual?
You have been listening to the Boys Adventure Podcast. Visit http://theboystory.podomatic.com for more information and archived episodes. You can also contact the author through this website. Our theme music is Nova Scotia Farewell, a traditional tune performed on the penny whistle by the author of these stories. We'll be back with a new boy's adventure in a few days. Good night.